All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update. But right now, it is our girl from the talk, the one and only. Come on, Steve.
Shirley Underwood.
Thank you, Steve Harvey. And you know what? I am so excited to be talking to y'all at this time because I was up all night long watching the debates. But before I say anything, I need you to go get some tickets to see me July 5th and 6th at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone. We had so much fun at the Columbus, Ohio Funny Bone. We had a good time, so we keep having fun all over the country. Zeta, Sigmas, everybody coming out to see me and everything. So the crowds is off the chain. And then we do talk politics, you know, when you come out and see me in the comedy club. But I crack them jokes, and I just have so much fun. So I'm happy that y'all coming out. While we shouting people out, shout out to my Zeta Soros Phi Theta Zeta chapter sponsoring the Pacific Region Conference opening program tonight. Tommy, you know the Kappa's going to be there. You know,
yes, sir. Sweet
the
news.
Kappa's looking sharp, going to be there. For Jade Brown, you know the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, going to be there. So then after we all come together as Greek letter organizations, black Greek letter organizations at our conference, we need to get everybody ready to fill out them census forms, go to the polls in 2020, because the largest voting bloc is the non-voter, and we need to take souls to the polls.
That's
Did y'all watch the debate? Did y'all watch the debate?
Yep. Yeah, we watched it. What you thought, Cher? What you think about it?
Okay, let me tell you what I thought, Carla Pharrells. they asked Elizabeth Warren too many damn questions.
Okay.
They seemed like they was catering to her. I didn't like that, Juniors. I mean, I know she's supposed to be what they looking for, but she can't do it. If you don't know how to answer the Are You Indian question on the Breakfast Club, you can't be president of the United States. Every black person on this show have been told we got Indian in us. We just didn't put it on no job application, get no student loan off of it. The little boy John Delaney, the congressman out of Maryland, they didn't let him say nothing.
He didn't get to talk at all.
Did you see him jumping up and down, Tommy?
He was mad.
He was trying to get in the conversation. Beto and Corey speaking Spanish, that sounded wonderful.
Yes.
But that daggone Julian Castro was mollywhopping people. He looked presidential or at least vice presidential. But the biggest laugh of the night was when Washington State Governor Jay Inslee said, "What is the biggest threat to security in the United States?" He said, Donald Trump. Then the crowd went wild. The crowd went wild. So check it out tonight. Check out the debate tonight. Then we got to get ready to take souls to the polls. And then after tonight, then they go to Detroit, Michigan. You know that's going to be good because the brothers and sisters going to be wearing Maurice and finger waves in the audience. I'm Steve Harvey.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you, girl. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update right after this.